One of our largest populations who will be attending on the classes that we're running will be HR professionals, because as Arthur can explain, negotiation is a very important skill for HR professionals as well.
Okay, well, why is that, Arthur?
Well, because, you know, human resources folks are responsible, as Judith alluded to, for kind of manning, if you will, overseeing the day-to-day interactions between departments, between people, and the human condition. And so when there are disputes, conflicts, grievances, gripes, a lot of individuals in different lines of business need some assistance from an internal.
Right. So HR people aren't just there for hiring purposes.
Not at all. Yeah. They do a whole bunch of other things. And a big bucket recently has been the emergence of more conflict because of the different generations in the workplace, because of downsizing, right-sizing, capsizing of workers. So there's an opportunity for HR to play a real significant and strategic role.
Well, you mentioned generations,
yes.
And I am relatively new to the workforce.
Sure.
I am 30, so sure. So I'm, you know, I guess, which generation would I fall into? My birthday was in 81.
Okay.
So.
You're on the cusp.
Okay.
You
That's kind of what I thought.
Right. You straddle the line between Generation Y and Generation X.
Okay. Okay. So right now, the generations that we have in the workforce, we have 25-year-olds, so Generation Y.
Correct.
Me. On the cusp, and people a little bit older than I am, so mm-hmm. Generation X.
Correct.
And then the baby boomers.
That's correct.
Okay.
That
my
would be us.
People, yeah, my parents' age, and, you know, my mom is definitely a baby boomer. And then are there still older?
Yes.
Older generations
yes.
that are still in the workforce?
Yes, and that's one of the interesting things that's happening in the workforce right now, is that we do have the older workers staying in because what's happened to the economy, and also because of the value they place on work.
Okay, and so your talk, your presentation on Tuesday, will address how these different generations interact with each other?
Right, yes. Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the generations through the lens of conflict.
Okay.
And the Society for Human Resource Management tells us that in 2011, 75% of HR professionals reported that they observe conflict among the generations.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But one of the issues is that as we continue to work, as the boomers continue to work, right. what we're seeing strategically in organizations is that boomers are holding on to the information, they're holding on to the knowledge, yeah. and it isn't necessarily that they're doing it in a malicious way, it just is not getting passed on. So one of the biggest issues in the workplace today is that when that boomer does get a chance to retire, out the door walks all of that history.
That they aren't passing on to the Generation Y.
Right.
Right, or X.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And those two concepts, succession planning is one, the other one is knowledge transfer.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a big, big bucket right now in the workplace. How do we make sure there's some connectivity so that there is a smooth transition?
So then you're working with the HR people to kind of teach them how to make sure that there is that connectivity.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're trying to get the generations to talk to each other, to learn from each other, and to build up a level of trust. Because that's one of the pieces that's missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll hear all the time that the older workers will be saying, oh, the younger people, they don't have a work ethic, or they're not doing it the way we want it done. And then you'll hear younger people say, well, I don't understand why one of my older colleagues thinks that she needs to be in the office from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at night. She's just sitting at the desk. When I can get my work done, I can multitask.
And get out
so
the door.
So right there, yeah. you've got kinds of conflicts going on.
Well, that sounds like a work style conflict almost. Or
yes, you could call
I
it
mean,
a work style
okay.
because you're going to see the different styles in the different generations. And those styles, those ways that we behave in the workplace are rooted in generational theory. It's what
right.
we came of age believing. When we came of age, when we looked around at the world and we saw the world and how it operated, we formed expectations. We bring those expectations with us to the workplace. We bring them into our relationships. We bring them everywhere we go. They're stuck. They're embedded.
What are some of the other conflicts that occur between the generations?
Well, technology is one of the things that's often cited as a clash point.
Right.
That younger people, of course, they're the digital natives. So they come into the workplace, the digital world has been the only world that they've known.
Right.
Older workers are learning it as they go. They take it on just the same way we take on a second language.
Right.
So they're going to use it differently. An older worker will see technology as an add-on, something
right.
that might help me get the job done, whereas a younger worker is going to see it integral to getting the work done. Boomers traditionally are process-oriented. This is what we see about the boomer,
right.
Is that we grew up on get the job done from point A to point B to point C to point D. And then Xers came along and they said, that's all very interesting, but perhaps there's a template, or there's a better way, or there's a way someone else has done it. And they started to explore those different ways. And then the Gen Y comes along and they look at boomers all process-oriented, and they look at the Xers results-oriented, but yet their world is random.
So they don't do process or results. So what do they do?
They find their information in random ways. They don't find it in linear ways. They find it in the palm of their hand with a handheld device. They find it contacting their friends. They sit in class texting each other when we used to pass notes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is the way that Gen X and Gen Y are coming into the workplace and seeing it a little differently than the boomer sees it. And the boomer sees it as process.
Okay.
And the X and the Y think that's awfully slow.
I guess switch to your part of this professional development course.
Mm-hmm.
You're focusing more on the cultural
mm-hmm.
conflicts and diversity in
yes.
the workplace.
Yes.
So just meaning, I mean, you know, Ithi, one of my coworkers, is
mm-hmm.
from India.
Yes.
So, and I'm from Fayetteville, Arkansas, born and raised. So,
good
I mean,
old
is,
Washington County.
Yep. Is that the type of thing that you're focusing
Absolutely.
On?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the kaleidoscope and cornucopia and plethora of people that make up diversity and inclusion now is absolutely amazing. And we all have to try to coexist, although we might have a different lens. And a different lens means we all have different cultural nuances and values. And the bottom line is, how do we coexist in the same environment where we treat each other with civility and respect? And there's a concept that I've used repeatedly in my 25 years of teaching called respectful contrary, which means we can have a disagreement in a civil way as long as I don't attack her because of her culture, and hopefully
right.
she won't attack me.
Kind of constructive. Constructive conflict, maybe, or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it, Christina.
Yeah.
Constructive conflict.
Yeah.
By all means.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so do these different types of conflict intersect? Do they ever cross?
Absolutely. You mean generational?
Generational and,
right.
And right.
Yeah. Well, generational is a subset of diversity and inclusion, which people always think traditionally of race, class, national origin, sexual orientation. Very important. They don't always talk about generations.
Right.
That's culture.
Right.
That's how you were acculturated. That's how you were raised, reared. You know, the time, what was happening in a historical context when you grew up as a child.
Okay.
Okay, so all those things absolutely intersect. And Judith was saying something really interesting. You know, you may have this distinction of styles between a 30-year-old and a 54-year-old, but the conversation then exacerbates where you call me an old fart and I need to retire, and I call you a young whippersnapper. You know, you were in diapers when I was here for 25
right,
years.
Right.
And I'm not making this up. These are the kind of things we hear.
Mm-hmm. Well, so how do we overcome that if you and I were to work together?
Just communicate.
Okay.
Have a framework for negotiating. You know, John F. Kennedy said, let us never negotiate out of fear, but let us never fear to negotiate. Let's negotiate some terms and conditions of coexistence. Okay? You may be playing rock music. I'm playing R&B. And because I'm from a different generation, we're both new to the organization. Every day we come into work in adjacent cubicles, you're raising the volume of your music, and guess what?
You're going to raise yours.
I'm going to raise mine as well. And all of a sudden, people in the workplace start choosing sides. Judith chooses sides with you because she happens to like your kind of music, although she's from a different generation. there are people that choose sides with me, and all of a sudden an interpersonal conflict between Christina and Arthur has now exacerbated. It's now affecting the work team, it starts affecting the line of business, and it could spread exponentially to the entire organization.
Okay. So as the HR person in our conflict here,
sure.
What are they going to do?
Well, they may have to, if it gets to be a really egregious conflict, they may have to try to mediate the conflict. And that is the sweet spot of the course that I teach. I mean, we talk about negotiation, we talk about arbitration, mediation, because it's the most popular, fastest growing strategic way of resolving conflict more than any other concept. Mediation is a nice, viable option where the HR person, based on your question, would sit down with Christina and Arthur and try to help them come to a resolution.
So a lot of it really just is communication.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, always
just,
is.
Right, just communication. Okay. All right. Well, I don't think I have anything else.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Are we good?
Thank you, Christina.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank
Christina.
You so much.
Appreciate it.